morning news starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker, the Chief Deputy of Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, I passed a bunch of your fellas, and ladies perhaps, I don't know, driving Highway 98 back from Destin through Navarre. We passed the new-ish substation that y'all have there, and my wife's like, there's a lot of cops over there. I'm like, let me tell you about that. It's kind of cool. I assume that's a pretty useful facility for y'all.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it's certainly to our advantage, but the communities as well, that we have those substations in the individual communities that we serve. You know, years ago we were centralized, and that didn't provide the access to services that our citizens need. So absolutely, that's a big benefit to us and them as well.
Yeah, because I mean, response time and first on scene, like those are the key things, right? Get a body there, and then get more bodies there, right?
Absolutely. You know, when somebody calls for the sheriff's office, in a large percentage of the cases, it's a critical or at the very least an urgent need. To get somebody as quickly as possible, and having our boots on the ground in each individual area of the county, that's invaluable.
Do you have I know EMS uses ABCDE kind of a triage evaluation of how significant a call is. Do you guys have something like that?
We do. We have a prioritization of calls. Each call that comes in is given a priority by our dispatch. The most dangerous or the most critical would be a one, and it goes all the way down to five. You know, something pretty routine, like just maybe somebody requesting an information call or wanting to speak to a supervisor. That would be a lower priority than, say, maybe a burglary or even a traffic stop. So we absolutely do prioritize the calls.
All right, so it's a 1 to 5, which is the same thing, just with a different symbolic representation. Okay, that makes perfect sense. It's not surprising at all. I guess we had a bomb threat at the Navarre Walmart, but not exactly what you typically think of as a bomb threat, right?
This one was a little bit different. Yesterday afternoon, we received a report of a bomb threat at the Supercenter there in Navarre. Deputies arrived on scene, and the suspect was still there. He was urinating in some bushes on the property, so they had no difficulty finding and locating him. When they actually talked to him, it was pretty clear to them that he was intoxicated, pretty significantly intoxicated. As a matter of fact, based on his condition, he was transported to a local hospital for evaluation, but it is likely that there will be some forthcoming charges related to making a bomb threat.
But what did he do? Did he, like, go inside the store and tell somebody? This doesn't sound like, you know, he's not out there in the bushes with, like, you know, one hand full of dynamite or something.
Did he
say
he was going to blow up the bathroom?
Somebody heard him. He must have said something.
You know, the information that I have right now is still a little bit thin.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was over the telephone or not. I would have to wonder, given the fact that he was there on scene when deputies arrived, if it was likely not something that was relayed in person. But I don't know that to be a fact.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You also had, it's kind of thing that this is why we have dogs that can pick up a scent. The bloodhounds saved somebody over the weekend, right?
They absolutely did. Friday afternoon, an elderly individual went missing after going for a walk in the woods in the north end of the county. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, getting a little bit lost, turn around the woods isn't that big of a deal. But when you're talking about an 84-year-old adult, time is of the essence. That can turn into a life or death situation within just moments. So Friday afternoon, our deputies went out there for that. They immediately recognized the critical nature of that call and you know, made contact with our bloodhound, got the bloodhound canine unit rolling up there. And after a rather lengthy track on into the afternoon and the evening, they were fortunately able to locate the gentleman. help him safely out of the woods, get him evaluated, and it looks like he's going to be okay. But we are super grateful that this turned out the way that it did. We were able to get him home safe and sound.
Yeah.
And that's just another save by our fantastic canine unit.
No, and I mean, you know, look, an able-bodied, well-aware, capable person in the daytime can still run into trouble pretty quickly in any of the wooded areas around our two-county area, let alone somebody who's none of those things, you know, and it starts to get to be at dark. I can understand the concern. You're looking for somebody on lewd and lascivious, is that right?
We sure are, and we're asking for folks out there to keep an eye out, and maybe they can help us get this suspect off the streets. His name is Jabe Anthony Burring, and he is wanted for lewd and lascivious behavior with a victim under the age of 16. That's some really serious stuff, and we don't need him out there potentially victimizing anybody else. He's a white male, about 5'6" tall, 195 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. If I'm not mistaken, he's 23 years of age. And if anybody knows where this fella is, we would sure like for them to give us a call or call Crime Stoppers at 437-STOP. They can remain anonymous and certainly be eligible for a cash reward if their information leads to his arrest.
And let's hope something breaks real quick on that. I appreciate that. Shane, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns. Accident at Olive and Carl Dean, and it looks like that is westbound and moving slow, so it's not stopped anymore. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Shane Tucker. One other story I just wanted to get to with you is y'all had an erratic driver on I-10 that you pulled over that turned out to be more than just that, right?
Yes, sir. Last week, a citizen traveling on the interstate called to report another vehicle that was driving erratically and concerning them for the safety of others. So our deputies were able to actually locate the vehicle in the rest area here in East Milton. The driver was slumped over the steering wheel at the time our deputies got there. So the deputy called for medical assistance, and in the meantime was able to actually get the driver roused up and out of the vehicle. And it turned out the driver was impaired on some narcotics. So she was ultimately arrested for driving under the influence. And during a subsequent search of the vehicle, they found some controlled substance to include something that field tested presumptive positive for MDMA or ecstasy. You know, and a lot of people, they don't really think about DUI as stemming from substances that you can get over the counter or through a pharmacy like hydrocodone or something like that, but that appears to be what this individual was on, was some prescription medication and driving very, very dangerously. So you know, we would warn people to keep that in mind. But also, if you see somebody driving in an erratic manner, give us a call and let us come out and take a look at it and help keep the motoring public safe.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I know a lot of times people feel like they don't want to be the jerk who calls, right? I mean, that's some people don't call because they don't want to get somebody in trouble, let's say. But look, sometimes it could be somebody's having a medical emergency, you know, and you could be saving their life calling the cops, you know, to
come
figure out what's going on. So, you know, there's all kinds of reasons, and certainly the general safety of the driving public is the number one concern. So, yeah, I'll just say I call the police all the time. In fact, in my phone I have, you know, not just the emergency numbers, but the non-emergency numbers based on the situation, because you never know when your eyes might see something that the police need attention to. And, you know, so I know I have done it many times, and I hope everybody takes that same thing to heart. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, I talk about Christina Leavenworth a lot in terms of all the homes that she sells, and it's true. If you're selling a home, man, nobody better to have on your side, in your corner. You know, selling homes in a day or two, selling homes above list price, common. Not always, okay? Not quite as often as it was maybe a year ago, but still, you know, pretty effective at doing this, and you know, still selling an enormous number of homes, like over 230 homes last year, and already on pace to break that this year. I sometimes don't do enough talking about the buying side, and the reason I mention that is because you might not be selling a home, you might be buying one, especially for the first time. Maybe you're starting to move up, maybe you're sick and tired of paying the rent, whatever the case is, you're trying to get into that home, and you really want a good agent when you're buying your first home, because they will help you with all the things you don't know yet. because it's your first time, right? And she's great at that. And she'll help you figure out what you can and can't negotiate on, what the right price is, what other people are going to offer. Is this a good deal, not a good deal? If it's a new home, you know, you can negotiate on that too. That's not something historically you may have always been able to do. She knows how to do that, and that's true with the new homes these days. So if you are buying one or you know somebody who's thinking about buying a home, give them a call or have, you know, have them call her. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. I have a pair of tickets for you to go to Laser Invasion. This is taking place on June 22nd at 7 p.m. That's a Thursday at the Sanger Theater. And I have two tickets for you. It looks like it's going to be a laser show with music and tech and just all kinds of things going on with music by like David Bowie and Duran Duran, the B-52s, Soundgarden. I mean, this sounds like a lot of fun, honestly. So anyway, I have two tickets for you. If you want to go see the show at the Sanger, June 22nd, Laser Invasion. Caller number 3 right now. Pew, pew. 437. I couldn't resist. That's my...
Andrew will not be part of the show.
Yeah. I'm not running the sound effects for this event. No, not even a little bit. They would be smart to not ask me.
437-1620.
If you want to call and win right now.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your ticket at Ticketmaster.com.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
You have an unusual problem, Jane. obviously won't be dead. And I'm less and less concerned of your well-being.
Come on, you got to do it like that. If you don't hit falsetto there, you're not doing it right. Put on those red leather pants. Let's go. 825 News Radio.
That was the look back in the
80s.
That
was,
yeah.
Man, with the red headband and the blonde curls, man.
That looks so...
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll just move on. you know, that should be a frivolous topic one time. What's your favorite 80s, like, hairband look? Not music, but the look, you know, like... Is it going to be Alda Nova? You know, what are you going to dig for when you go to this answer? 4-3-7-6 You seem so horrified.
No. That leopard unitard, that's my jam. I was going to grow up and marry Alda Nova.
I mean, who doesn't want to grow up to be a guy who opens the concert venue dance club with his magical electric guitar? I mean, come on.
Yes.
Guitar blaster. Like,
absolutely.
That's some cool stuff. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Let's get to Candy. I guess you first before David.
Yes.
Since it's time and I'm late. Go ahead. Right. Traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. 98 is clear. 90 not showing any problems. It was a little slow near Woodbine, but that's cleared up now. And I-10, I-110 clear as well. If you see an accident or have a traffic ticket, 437-1620. Or have a traffic ticket. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. Congratulations to Mark Carmichael of Pensacola, who won tickets to the laser
invasion.
That's pretty exciting. So congratulations, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
European privacy regulators fining Meta $1.3 billion. The Facebook and Instagram parent has been told to stop transferring personal data to the U.S., Meta planning to appeal that decision and the fine as well. The NAACP warning African Americans not to come here to Florida. Over the weekend, they've issued a formal travel advisory over the recent bill banning DEI initiatives in public universities. And I got some bad news to report. The town of Kyle, Texas, failed in its effort to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name. The gathering of the Kyles happened yesterday at Lake Kyle Park. That's about an hour south of Austin. They had 1,800 Kyles show up, Andrew, but it wasn't enough. The record is held by a gathering of more than 2,300 Ivans in Eastern Europe. It was the city's fourth try at getting that world record. I was really rooting for these Kyles.
Yeah. Ivan, it kind of took the easier road, right? You know, a little bit more prevalent perhaps in that part of the world than, say, just Kyle, you know, anywhere. By the way, I do have a question for you. The Facebook story, you were saying that they were getting fined by European privacy governors because that they had shared too much of their customers' data inappropriately. Is that right?
Right. Well, I believe the data was basically being sent back to the U.S., and I think that's their main concern.
Okay, so this is one of those cases where they were sharing too much metadata?
Ooh.
Nobody.
That's really good.
I'm sorry.
It was pretty good. It's just early.
Yeah, it is
early.
It's
just early. That's
early.
It.
All right.
The laughter was there on the inside, and that's where it counts.
Wow.
It's like the thought. Yeah.
News has hardened you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You were so cool. You're so nice last year.
It's not the laughter that counts. It's the thought of the laughter that counts. That's right. I appreciate that. I'll remember that. That's one, David. Okay. Story out of Mobile. You know, that's here. An 18-wheeler. Carrying between 33,000 and 35,000 pounds of blank, overturned on I-10 eastbound near I-65, the north ramp on Mobile early Thursday. 33 to 35,000 pounds of blank. Candy, you want to take a stab at this?
Drugs.
Nope.
No.
One more?
You said Mobile. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trees.
Trees. Nice. Okay, good guess.
What is it?
No, it's beef.
Beef? Meat? Beef?
Meat.
Oh, wow.
And now, the story does not specify.
Did everybody run out and start grilling?
I know, right? Like, I think this is an opportunity.
Roll
you know?
Tide. Roll
is
Tide. It, roll is Tide. Because Roll Tide,
War Eagle.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, was it like ground? Was it steaks? Mm-hmm. Was it slabs? You know, I want to know. But a good way to find out would have been to go, you know, with your grill and see what's available. Probably nothing. But, you know, the sad part is thinking like, okay, so the truck is on its side down the hill. That's not the sad part. The driver's okay, hopefully. The sad part is thinking they probably had to throw it out.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's refrigerated and the truck's broken and, you know, how long was it exposed to the elements doesn't matter. There's rules, you know. If I told you I drove by the I-10 beef wreck today and I picked up some steaks, are you eating them or not eating them? 100% I'm eating them.
Oh, 100%, dude. You clearly never worked at a grocery store. Yeah, no. Let's go to the garbage.
That is my house
after I'm done cooking it.
Yeah. That is strips for weeks. We call our house the strip club after that.
Yeah, David, could unionize. Get Danny on the horn.
David, what do you have coming up, David?
The school district planning an emergency meeting. We'll tell you about it after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The American dream lives with individual responsibility for all. Part of the presidential campaign message of Senator Tim Scott launching this morning in South Carolina. Tesla CEO Elon Musk praising Scott's first political ad about changing the everybody's a victim culture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expected to announce maybe Thursday, but Scott is the best funded of all. The U.S. almost out of cash. President Biden just back from the G7 meeting. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt ceiling this afternoon after what McCarthy called a productive phone call. Congressman Jim Coner.
We're not going to budge on spending cuts. Somebody has to be the adult in the room.
Biden's bottom line.
All four congressional leaders agree with me that default is not, let me say it again, default is not an option.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 77, sunshine right now. Absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The Escambia County School Board has scheduled an emergency meeting next week to discuss their future plans. Now, this comes just 1 week after that surprising firing of District Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith. According to the school district website, they'll be discussing their transition to an interim superintendent, Keith Leonard. Also, the process for finding a permanent replacement for that position. They'll also be discussing contract renewals for outside legal counsel and designating a representative to the Florida School Board Association. Now, that meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, May 30th at 1 in the afternoon at the J.E. Hall Center on Tejar Drive. Despite the discovery of easements for public access at many Gulf Front properties on Perdido Key, there's still some places where the beaches are private.
And we're going to have an issue with four, and we're going to have an issue with one. Yeah. Because so far as I can tell from the parcels adjacent to either side own all the way down. But from two and three, there's a large swath of beach that has a 75-foot easement. And I think those are the two that we're going to probably put some lifeguards.
And that's Commissioner Jeff Bergosh. He posted a video on social media over the weekend. He was showcasing some new signage at Public Access 4. That's the county's latest public access point that was opened last year. And he says at Access 1 and 4, the neighboring condos don't have those public use easements, but at 2 and 3, they do. He says the county planning to put some lifeguards at those spots. Operation Brownsville, Escambia County's operation to ultimately reduce gun violence in that neighborhood by providing services, continued over the weekend. The Escambia County Tax Collector's Office set up their mobile licensing on wheels unit to provide ID and driver's license services and vehicle registrations. Meanwhile, Community Health's mobile medical unit provided some healthcare services like pregnancy and diabetes testing.
We know that the Brownsville community experiences a lot of challenges. And so by addressing those challenges in a meaningful way, by bringing it to the people that need these services, we're overcoming those barriers and trying to more effectively address those challenges.
And that's Walter Arrington from Community Health of Northwest Florida. He says socioeconomic status and the availability of housing and transportation are major determining factors in whether people are able to get health care. One person has died after a drive-by shooting over the weekend. It happened on Paula Avenue Saturday evening. The sheriff's office says two people were shot. One victim was shot in the stomach and the leg, and that person did die while being treated at a hospital. The second victim was hit in the leg. That person has been treated and released, and so far the sheriff's office says they do not have any suspects in this case. And 50 beds were given away to kids here in our area. This was over the weekend, part of the Hope to Dream program. It's done by the Ronald McDonald House, by Valerie's House, and by Ashley Furniture. And the program gives out beds, bedding, pajamas, teddy bears and other bedtime items to kids right here in our area that are in need. The program was started back in 2010, and since then, more than 140,000 beds have been given out to kids in need all across the country. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
This brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and farmers want to remind you, local farmers letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Not right now. There was an accident at East Olive and Carl Dean. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. Certainly watch for emergency crews. Sometimes they stay on scene a little bit. Not showing any problems on 98. It looks like everything good to go so far. Now, certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Warm and humid day today with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance of rain overall with a high near 88. Overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping near 70 degrees. For Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 83. Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 77 and sunny in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Your money now. Today, not a big change in the market at the opening bell. The Dow up 51.52 at 33,478.15. S&P 500 up 972 at 42,01.70. The NASDAQ up 29.63 at 12,687.53. Our 10-year bond rate today up slightly at 3.69%. And gold prices down at $1,975.80. Silver prices at $23.95 today. Talk about raising the debt ceiling is set to resume today at the White House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden has agreed to sit down with him one-on-one. Biden heading home from the G7 summit in Japan. The list of the most expensive places to raise a kid has been released. Personal finance website Smart Asset used data from MIT's Living Wage Calculator to find all the spots where it costs the most. The website reviewed 400 metro areas across the country. Most of that top 10 list was in California. No big surprise there. Other cities to make the top spots included Boston, Princeton, New Jersey, and Ann Arbor and Kalamazoo in Michigan. And in all of those areas, it costs more than $30,000 per year to raise a kid. Americans' opinion on federal income taxes apparently at a 20-year low. That's according to a new Gallup poll. 60% of respondents say they're paying too much in federal tax. Only 36% said they thought they were paying about the right amount. The data revealed public opinion of the federal income tax has not been that low since 2001. It's 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you think News Radio 92.3, think local. With three local hosts every weekday and a dedicated local newsroom, no other station covers local issues like what's going on with the progress of Three Mile Bridge or the Pensacola Beach sign, the homeless population in Pensacola, overcrowding of animal shelters in Santa Rosa County, the latest drama of the e-scooters, traffic warnings and storm coverage, and more. Your local news station is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a bit of a thinker for you today. Just in the sense of, like, it's a little hard to explain, and then once you get it, it's going to take you a minute to think of the answer. But here goes. It's kind of a Desert Island scenario where, like, you know, you only get to take one of these things with you. So for the rest of your life, you get to only watch movies that contain which actor or actress? 437-1620. So you get to, like, save the library of blank. You know, and I'm not talking about, we're leaving TV out of this. It's movies only, okay? Because TV changes everything.
All right.
Because, like, you know, if somebody's in one TV show, that's like 1,000 hours of TV. You know, like,
yeah,
that's,
sure, sure.
And what you might be thinking is, well, I just want to get a big one. You know, I want to get, like, 400 sure. titles. I want to have a large library. Yeah. Even if it's none of my favorite movies, I want to get that, you know, that character actor that's in everything. Okay, now, be more choosy than this. Tell me which actor or actresses moviography, if you want to call it that, you know, their list of movies, whose would you save? 437-1620, 437-1620. I was doing some research on this yesterday. I played ahead on this one.
You did.
I did a little bit of IMDb research. It was surprising to me which actors or actresses came to mind right away and then didn't pan out when I started to look at what they'd made. I'm like, oh, that's really not that many great movies. You know, they made a lot, but, you know. So, anyway, Candy, do you have an answer for this one?
Toni Collette.
Oh, really?
Because my favorite movies are Little Miss Sunshine, Hereditary, and Velvet Goldmine, and she stars in all of them.
Okay.
You know, it's just weird. She plays different characters.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Muriel's Wedding, though. I haven't seen a bunch of her. A
lot of range for her, for sure.
Yeah, I looked up to make sure I wasn't missing anything. She has, like, 1,000 movies.
Yeah, that's
so
always
like,
right.
But, like, three or four of my absolute favorites right there.
And that's kind of how I looked at it. I'm like, I have a group of maybe 20 or 30 movies that are kind of like, I want to get as many of them on the list as
right,
I can.
Right, sure.
You know, and then who can I do to rope that into? 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, somebody here says, and this was one of my, like, not my top pick, but he made my top five, okay?
Ooh,
Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel.
Because you get Denzel, yes. You get, you know, and not necessarily all of equal value, right? But you get Equalizer 1 and 2, you get Magnificent 7, you get Flight. You get Great Debaters, Man on Fire, Antoine Fisher, Training Day, Remember the Titans, The Siege, which is a great underrated movie, Courage Under Fire, a great movie.
Absolutely.
Virtuosity, Crimson Tide, Pelican Brief, and one of the all-time best sci-fi apocalyptic just thoughters is Book of Eli, right?
Oh, my God. He was in Book of Eli,
right,
of
so
course.
You get,
yeah,
I mean,
started.
You get an incredible range with Denzel Washington. That's true. I know Denzel's a good guess. I like that.
What was the cop movie he did?
Denzel Washington,
Training
Day.
He's not Training Day. Yeah, I guess you said that
with,
one.
With
yeah.
Ethan Hawke, right?
Oh, it's so good.
Let's see. Somebody here says, Mel Gibson, comma, Some I May Regret.
Boy, these are the best answers
ever. No, but
ever.
Mel Gibson is good. Like, you get Mad Max, you get Conspiracy Theory, Man Without a Face. I know that's lesser known, but that's one of my all-time favorite movies. Braveheart, of course, Passion of the Christ. All the Lethal Weapons, Maverick. Underrated, great movie. And don't forget Gallipoli and Tim. 437-1620. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. Oh, that's
a great answer.
With McConaughey, what you get is a lot of range, right? That's kind of, you know, you get a lot of variety, and so you can always find something to watch with him. Let's see, 437-1620. Somebody here says John Wayne, of course.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is a good suggestion. The only thing about it is it's just the two movies, right? It's either the World War II movie or it's the Western.
Oh, or quiet, man. Okay. There's a lot.
I'm not saying it's a bad choice. I'm not nagging on it.
My parents said John Wayne, and they would right.
And also, if you're looking for like where can I get the most movie for my buck, I mean, you get a lot of movie out of John Wayne, right? You get a lot of hours, right?
Super good answers.
Oh, Vincent Price. That's an interesting answer. Okay,
great answer.
All right. Vincent Price is kind of the little, like, it's hard to maybe come up with the individual titles. But you know there's like 600 of them. You know, whatever you would pick. Nicolas Cage. Yeah, Nick Cage was a little lower down on my list only because we had just watched, Gone in 60 Seconds over the weekend. But Face Off, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Kick-Ass, National Treasure, Lord of War, City of Angels, Valley Girl, The Rock, Raising Arizona.
The Rock, yeah.
Fast Times he was in even, you know, so you get a lot of stuff. And also, I will tell you from having looked at his list, a lot of movies you've never heard of. Nicolas Cage is in. Somebody here says, can I get two? No, you get one.
Awful to Janet.
That's fine. She said Jimmy Stewart and Keanu Reeves.
That's
the
great.
Oddest couple ever mentioned.
Yeah, that's quite the dichotomy. I love it, though.
No, Keanu's pretty good. There's a lot of variety out of Keanu. You get because what I need is I got to have the actions.
Yeah.
I got to have the action movies. And then some of the other stuff as well. And, of course, that brings in your Matrix, which that's one of my top movies ever. Jimmy Stewart, of course. Good Lord. There's all kinds of range there. Somebody else said Keanu Reeves. Actress, somebody here said Meryl Streep. You know, I looked up Meryl Streep's, her discography, so to speak, and I was like, there's not a lot of movies on there that are my favorite, but I know in any movie I watch, she's going to be fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but there's a lot of, you know, I sometimes feel like a lot of those movies would be more like homework, you know, instead of pleasure. 437-1620.
She was in the Deer Hunter.
Oh, Tom Cruise. Yeah, Tom Cruise is a pretty good bet. Of course, you get Top Gun and Maverick, Mission Impossible, the series, Last Samurai, Minority Report, Jerry Maguire, Color of Money, Young Guns, Jack Reacher, Rain Man, Days of Thunder.
Oh, my gosh.
Few Good
right.
Men, All the Right Moves, Risky Business, Taps. You know, you get a lot when you get
forgot.
Tom Cruise. Yeah, for sure. 437-1620. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. It looks like Olive has been cleared up. I'm not showing any problems on 98. 90 looking good as well. And taking a look at the west side, Jackson, Lillian, Fairfield, not showing any issues either. Certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you know what I didn't think of? You know what would be a good answer to this? Mm-mm. Is, my brain, Stan Lee.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best answer.
Because you'd pull all the Marvel movies.
You get all
right?
of them. Absolutely. You know, yeah, because he would have those little cameos.
I don't know that you want to spend the rest of your life watching only the Marvel movies, but that is a pretty big chunk.
He's in Kevin Smith's Mallrats.
You're right. He's going to be in a lot of other stuff, too. So maybe you would think, like, you know, pick your character and then pick them through it or something like that, like Chris Evans
great.
Or whatever.
Yes,
that's a pretty good answer. Somebody here says Harvey Keitel.
Oh,
is,
great answer. Absolutely.
And that would be another one where like, oh my God, the range, you know, for that, right? Somebody here, Cary Grant, that's a good one. Christian Bale, that's interesting. I wouldn't say Christian Bale. He's been in some very, very good movies, maybe just not enough variety. You know, of movies. And he's young still.
He's in the best. He's in Velvet Goldmine. He's in a bunch
of
stuff,
like,
man.
I mean,
Plus
the
he's
best,
the Batman.
The best Batmans, certainly. Of course, those three are the
best. You think he's the best Batman?
It's the Chris Nolan Batman. So they're the best of the Batman movies. That's Dark Knight is one of the best movies ever made. Tom Hanks is a very good guest. Tom Hanks, weirdly, I found his list discouraging because I thought, Tom Hanks. And then I looked and it's like, it's the toy franchise or the toys franchise, Toy Story franchise. That's good.
Oh.
Okay. He's in Cars.
He was in Toy Story?
Yeah. Well, he's Woody.
Oh.
He's a Woody. Captain Phillips, Castaway, Green Mile, Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, Apollo 13. And then what?
Forrest Gump.
And they're all good. Like, but you know, it's sort of like, and Kevin Costner, somebody texted in the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Field of Dreams, Love of the Game, Bull Durham, Tin Cup, Bodyguard, JFK, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Untouchables. I personally love No Way Out and Silverado when he was very, very young.
No Way
Out. Yeah, No Way Out's a great movie with Sean Young.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, that's true. Good, right.
Postman.
It's weirdly a lot, but not as many as you would think. And I think probably this is one of those, like, people love the, what's the current show that he's leaving?
He's on a show?
Yeah.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, thank you. Okay, so top ones on my list. Here you go. And somebody had just mentioned this, Clint Eastwood. You get a lot with Clint Eastwood.
Runs the gamut.
Because he was all the Westerns, right? Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, the Man with No Name series, like Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, Good, Bad, and the Ugly, Unforgiven, Outlaw Josie Wales, all the Dirty Harry movies.
All of them. Do you feel lucky?
Gran Torino. He was uncredited in American Sniper, I found out. That's quite good. In the Line of Fire, Heartbreak Ridge, Firefox.
Gosh,
underrated,
right.
One of my favorites. Alcatraz, Escape from Alcatraz. And I just watched over the weekend also Where Eagles Dare. Such a good movie.
Have you seen Play Misty for Me?
No.
Oh, you would love
I'm
it.
I'm sure I would.
It's Clint Eastwood. He's in it. He directs it. And it's about a radio personality that gets stalked by people.
Oh, okay.
I know. Like you should totally watch it.
So let me give you my top three we haven't mentioned yet. Because we got a lot of... Mel Brooks is a good answer.
Answers.
Bing Crosby is a good answer. Kevin Bacon. Well, that's more who he knows, not what he's in.
Don't be that guy.
Okay. Brad Pitt. Hear me out.
Yes!
Bullet Train, World War Z, Fury, Inglourious Basterds. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, okay, Oceans, all of them, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Spy Game, Fight Club, 12 Monkeys, 7, True Romance, Thelma and Louise, Snatch, and The Mexican. It's pretty good.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's one of my all-time favorite actors.
Yeah.
All right,
he's great.
And here's two that haven't been named yet, and I'm amazed they didn't come in. You ready? This one you're going to feel bad about and one you're going to feel really bad about. Will Smith. Will Smith, Bad Boys, Men in Black, Hancock, I'm Legend, Pursuit of Happiness, Hitch, I, Robot, Ali, Legend of Bagger Vance, Enemy of the State, one of the greatest movies ever, Wild Wild West, Independence Day, and 6 Degrees of Separation, among other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like most of those, okay.
But here's the one everybody's going to feel bad they didn't say. You ready? Everybody's going to feel bad they didn't say it. Harrison Ford. Think about it. You get all the good Star Wars.
Yeah, but it's all the same guy. It's all the same character.
Okay, hear me out. Don't be that girl. All the Star Wars 4 through 9 plus Rogue One. I think he's in Rogue One. Anyway, Indiana Jones, all of them. You don't have to watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. The
one.
Fugitive, Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games, Blade Runner.
I know.
Presumed Innocent, Frantic, Mosquito Coast, Witness, Force 10 from Navarone as a young kid, American Graffiti, and...
Forgot American Graffiti.
Apocalypse Now.
He was in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah,
I guess
he was like the lieutenant in the room in the beginning when they're,
Mm-hmm. I'd say I have to watch it again, but I don't because that's so graphic. Oh my gosh. It's great.
So there you go. And I realized that as soon as I thought it through, I'm like, yeah, Harrison Ford, because then I get all the Star Wars and all this other stuff
great.
Too. So
yeah,
that's what I would personally vote for.
These are all
but
great
luckily,
answers.
Yeah, no, great answers. And luckily, you don't have to make this choice.
We need to have a movie club.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I know that Julio has one, but
like
one
own.
That we can have during the day. Yeah.
You don't have to go out at night on the
right,
night, Thursday
right.
night.
Dustin Hoffman,
when I
got to
write
great
transgressors and all that. All right, 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, I bought a Honda Odyssey there. God, it's been like 5 or 6 years now. Just doesn't seem like it's been that long, but... I guess if I do the math, that's about right. The kind of cars that you buy and then drive and 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 then eventually replace with another car that you buy and drive and drive and drive. You know, cars that are a year or two or three old, low miles, great condition, good prices. The kind of car that's like, it's only a year used but not by you, you know, and then you get it and it's like you had it all the time but you didn't have to spend the money on getting the new car. So great, great cars. That's the reason that, you know, Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. You know, excellent service. They'll take care of you. Just the kind of place I'm like amazed I had never known about before we lived here. I've never seen another place that's quite like this anywhere else I've ever lived, but you know, I would recommend them and I will go back there to buy my cars forever. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than a quarter century, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now?
The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Excuse me, but I used to work in a bar, so I know what it's like to wait on people. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that the service here needs immediate improvement.
A56 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and candy singing sometimes, but I like that. So, she's got traffic on the fives. Go ahead.
Oh, so
I know.
That?
I don't want to interrupt your singing.
I know, man. Come on.
Job, just get in the way.
Everybody
fine.
Goes, yeah, please interrupt.
interrupt
we're watching.
Faster.
Yeah, please interrupt faster. I know, dude. As we take a look, the one thing that I am seeing, we do have a backup on the Navy base. This is the front gate. It's backed up past sunset this morning. So a little tough getting onto the base. It's a little slow. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Target has come out with their Pride Month line called Live Laugh Lesbian.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Never mind.
Just
it is all over the store, though. It's like, oh my goodness. One of my pharmacy is there, and it's like, oh.
You also have what this medical school professor says, that we need to be teaching parents to believe in transgenderism even before the baby's born, so they can teach the child to not be too much aligned with its gender. And do I have time to do this? I don't know if I do. We had a Nebraska state senator who gave a passionate speech on the floor about all of the anti-trans bills that she perceived the Nebraska state legislature to be filing and passing. And then she said, look, the people outside, all they're chanting is the obvious stuff that we should all believe in.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
This is the beginning.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
And she did this for 3 minutes, and it continued to get more and more amplified.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
This was her whole speech on the floor.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here.
And louder.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
And finally, coming to the climax and the denouement.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You matter. You matter. And I am fighting for you. And I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
Mic drop. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. That's off. Just figured you'd want to know that was going on in the world. Future news. We're totally out of time. The Duo program in Milton to help the kids in the schools. Is it going to pass?
Yes.
And is Marilyn Farrow going to vote for it in the final version?
I guess not.
She can't now. She can't now.
Golly.
I would hope she does.
It is. I get it.
No. How long until unmanned air aviation entirely replaces pilots in the military?
I hope never.
I hope never too, but I got 10 years.